Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in. All right, Lauren.
Hey, Melissa, thank you so much. This is like perfect what she just shared because it's in a similar vein. And I'm seeing in the chat, everyone's like, this is so good. So I too have been spending a lot of time in connections and I had, what is it, LinkedIn Premium? But I recently just canceled it thinking maybe I don't need it. But then for me, just with my business, I need to batch this type of work. And my understanding was that I should try to be connecting with like 5% of my audience every week.
Yep.
So that puts me at a, like I have 2,200 people currently connections.
Okay.
So that means I should be reaching out to like 100 and 120 every week. Is that right? Is like the understanding?
I mean, technically you could connect with 110 people a day.
Oh, per day. Okay. Even more.
Yeah. But here's the thing for all of you guys. If you're doing this math and you're like, oh crap, I can be connecting with more people. I want you to keep in mind that even though that's like the average threshold, if you have not historically been growing at that pace for your network, I would say, like, Lauren, don't jump out of the gate this afternoon and go connect with 110 because there is a threshold. Allie has experienced this herself because we had a LinkedIn agency with clients. And so she can speak to this firsthand. If you jump from zero connections to 100, 110 connections on this like one day from zero activity, they have some type of algorithm, software, AI that actually picks up on the fact that there's been zero activity to 110 connections. And what LinkedIn is looking for is potential bots. And when you go from no activity to 110 in one day, your count will still get flagged because it's not your normal activity. Right. So I would kind of prime yourself up to that so that LinkedIn, their system doesn't throw a flag. So maybe you add 20 or 30 today, 40 to 50 tomorrow, and like ease yourself up in that network growth so that it doesn't flag you. And the second thing is, you guys have your LinkedIn checklist. And if you get to the network growth strategy module, which by the way, Tiffany Soaks, I know you've been around the block for a little while. I recorded a new network growth strategy module like about a month or two ago. And I also recorded a new content marketing module, like totally fresh. So definitely check it out because you were with the earlier cohort that may have watched the OG, the original one. So go check that out. In the network growth strategy, we have templates and stuff for like scripts that you can use to make it somewhat templated. Also, be careful there, right? Because if you're copying and pasting the exact same thing really, really fast, it also picks that up too and thinks you're a bot, right? All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a $1 million business on the internet in just 19 months. And you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. So, and you're like, I'm not a bot. I'm a human. I'm just in Melissa's Academy, and she's taught me how to be really efficient. Quit blocking me. I'm a real person. So the way that you can kind of, I hate to say it, but I know you want to work in batches and be efficient, but if you can customize the message just a little bit, each one you send and or move not quite as fast, you're more likely to not get flagged. It's not a problem for a lot of people, but for those of you who are really efficient and you're really fast, I'm just warning you now that if this happens to you, this is what's going on. LinkedIn thinks that you're insanely too efficient. They don't realize you've been through this program and we've taught you how to do this. They think you're a bot. Okay. So that's my fair warning. So I'm sorry, what was your question?
So for me, well, it's good to know at least the numbers are written that at least we're thinking the same way, because then that's the goal to get to. Where I'm hitting a wall is even getting to like 20 outreaches feels like a lot. And so I work with women dealing with billable hour burnout. So accountants, attorneys, consultants. So for me, it's like, I don't have to do as much digging to find where they are because the odds are all of them are.
Right.
But as I'm priming, like what I'll do is, let's say I'll look at PwC and then I'll look up a certain title. So PwC senior manager, and then I start reaching out to women since I coach women. And so I'll get a page of like 10 and it'll include men and women. And then I say, remove the men. And so maybe I'll reach out in that page of like 5 women. And then I look at the activity based on like that section on the profile. And if it says like more than 2 weeks, I don't reach out. Does that feel like the right funnel? Because I'm like, that is a little time consuming, but it seems like I'm trying to the right person, or is there a way I should be doing it better?
When you say more than 2 weeks, you're looking at their activity for likes and comments.
Yeah. I'll look at like anything, either a post, a comment.
Yeah. So here's the sticky widget there. Depending on your industry, here's the thing that you have to think about is, the average user of LinkedIn, only 4% post content, and the majority hover and say nothing. And so your net might be a little tight in the sense that some of these attorneys and accountants may be scrolling, but not necessarily engaging. They may be in and out for like a job post. There's a lot of people on LinkedIn that are super stealth. Like my husband never comments or likes anything, but he's in there all the time as a senior vice president, like sniffing out other people's stuff. And if you went to his profile, I bet it would say he hasn't been active in like a month, but I know he was in there like the Saturday, right? So I would say, and I know I tell you guys to do this, right? Like you want to go do a quality check. I think that you might want a larger window of a threshold. Maybe give yourself a month interaction. Like a red flag is someone who's not engaged or interacted in the last like 6 months to a year, right? You just know they're totally off platform. But if they've been active in the last month or two, chances are, here, let's look my husband up right now. I want this to be just like an N of one example of somebody who's on it literally a lot.
And as you're pulling him up, is there another way to identify activity than the activity section in their profile? Do you know what I mean? That's it, right?
Yeah, no, not really. Okay. My husband has not made a post in 4 months. And then the post before that was 10 months ago. Okay. But he was on this weekend. But this like seals the deal for me that like I would give yourself a larger window for sure of people's activity. Maybe, like I said, not a huge window.
Like a month.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. I was wondering if that was okay, because I don't want to pull all the wrong people, but I agree. My industry like is more readers, not in like.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, Jill makes a really good point, right? Like the reality is the higher their title, like the less time they have like, to engage and like network, and likely that they may be in the higher level. Like my husband, he's looking at people they're interviewing for positions and stuff. So yeah, give yourself a larger window.
Okay. Other than that, I was good in terms of like how I'm going about it, I guess, qualifying and calling them in. Okay. And then my last question for you is in terms of keeping track, do you, and maybe this is in some of the modules, I haven't seen everything, but I've been trying to like go through, but is there a way to like track these people you're having these conversations with? And is there a place to find it?
Yeah. So we have a module on this. What I train you guys on in the module is Asana. We've actually shifted to HubSpot, but that's just because of the scale of where we are with leads now. Asana is great when you're a one-man show managing LinkedIn. What I encourage is that you don't actually start tracking conversations until there's curiosity. I mean, in the beginning, if you feel like tracking everyone you've contacted, feel free to. I find that it became a huge waste of time and like cluttered up the Asana board. And so in what I coach is once you get to the point of, if I, would you, it's a simple question. If I, would you, like, no matter what it is, you've gotten to a point of conversation where they have a problem, you have a solution, they're curious about what you're doing, they're curious about what you have to offer. You've asked a question, right? If I sent you some information, would you? If I sent you my link for us to have a chat, would you, right? Like we're looking for an affirmative where they're saying, why, yes, I am curious, like whatever that looks like. And I highly, highly advocate for this in the academy to not just dump Calendly links, dump information into people's text, like message before they've acknowledged they're interested. Cause we can get really excited and do that, but it really comes across as like spam, right? So just asking the if I would you. And once they say, yes, I'm interested, yes, send me that thing. It's like, once we get the affirmative, then I would put them on the Asana board, right? Basically, I'm not tracking all the outward bound messages that no one has responded to. I'm not tracking all the outward bound messages that were responded to with a thanks, I'm glad to connect. Like to me, that's still like not worth tracking. The tracking starts when you're saying there's a chance. Right? Like there's some type of affirmative that's worth tracking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Amazing. Thank you so much, Melissa.
You are so welcome. And there's a whole module on that. And then my follow-up formula, like I've always used the 2x2x2. So once they do say yes, I'm curious, right? We follow up in 2 days. follow up in 2 weeks and then a follow up in 2 months. And that's why I love Asana, because it'll help you stay on target. It's really hard. I have been in all of your shoes. It's really hard when you first get started not to circle around like the one person who said they were interested, because every crumb is a meal and it's so easy to follow up too much. And so that's why I do like the 2 by 2 by 2. It's like, give them 2 days, then give them 2 weeks. And then by the third follow up, my favorite thing to say is, hey, I don't want to be a nag, but I haven't really heard you were interested, but then I haven't heard either way. And I'm just cleaning up my follow-up list. And I'm curious if you'd like for me to take you off, right? And this is a really great free pass for people to be like, I was interested, but now I'm not. And like, celebrate that. You're able to take them off your list. But it also gives a little motivation to people who just haven't pulled the trigger yet because they've been busy. They weren't quite ready. That was me for my trip with Bali. Like, I had planned on going to Bali all year, but I never actually signed up. I had the calendar blocked, but I didn't hit purchase, right? And she followed up and I was like, yeah, here we go. And then I like ignored her message because I just wasn't ready to make a decision. I was nervous about traveling across the globe. I was nervous about being away from my kids for so long. There were a million things going through my head. And if she had stopped following up with me, I probably wouldn't have gone. And she wasn't being annoying. I actually needed her accountability. So literally, Allie can attest to this. 8 days before an international trip, she messaged me again. Hey, Melissa, don't want to be a nag, but are you coming? Because the trip's in 8 days. And I'm like, shit, yes, I'm coming. So had she not followed up with me, she would have missed someone investing in that trip. But it was just a matter of readiness and when I was ready. So follow-up formulas are important. People many times don't respond because they're just not ready to respond, but it doesn't mean they're not willing to invest. So they need us to follow up with them.
Can I ask one more follow-up question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So this is my first month and I'm like loving it and I'm finding the rhythm. And I think that's probably just like the last piece is like, I know there's the checklist and I've been going through that, but I'm looking when I'm thinking of connection. There's just a part of me that's like, oof, this feels like a lot, because you're like, get lost in the connections of, okay, well, now these 10 people I've added, and then, but it's the 2 by 2. And how do you find the flow? Do you have any, I guess, best practices of taking what we have and then like bringing it to life?
So what I found very, very quickly with Asana, when you first get started and you've got a couple leads and you assign it in your Asana board, you'll get emails that it's like time to follow up and they'll be like scattered throughout the week, right? And nobody has time for that. So what I started to do is, even though I have the 2 by 2 by 2, basically where I ultimately landed was like Fridays were like my cleanup day of everything in Asana that's been assigned to me to follow up that week will be on that day. And so you'll ultimately get to that place because you have so many leads like that are in the pipeline and different phases of follow-up that the 2 by 2 begins to kind of fall by the wayside, in the sense that it's really like every Friday, whoever needed to be followed up with that week, whether it was the first 2 days or the first 2 weeks or the first 2 months, when it lands on that Friday, I'm following up with them based off of Asana. So I also highly recommend, as you start to build your pipeline, some of you may already be experiencing this, where you start to grow connections. And before you're even out of the account, you've got people responding and you kind of like squirrel because you're like, oh, do I go answer that? It's like, am I time blocking for this? There's two methods to this, right? So when you're growing your network, you're following your checklist, there's two methods. And I will speak to both because I think it depends on where you are in scaling. When I first really got started with LinkedIn and I was really trying to generate leads and get my business going, you and I both know that people are in and out of LinkedIn much more quickly than they are the other platforms. They're not in there to mindlessly scroll all day, right? Sometimes they're in there once a week. So when I first really got started, I'd be on one task and I'd see something come up in the DMs and I would immediately respond because I knew that they may not be back for another week. And so I wanted to catch them while they were there to have that conversation. That is A-OK for a little while. until you really get running on the platform, it's really bad for time management. And it's like, you'll squirrel all over the place and lose your mind. So now I got to the point where I would time block like 2 to 3 times a week, where I would literally clean out my inbox and then get back to some other income producing activities. And so you can schedule into your calendar when you're going to be responding to all those messages. And you can do the same thing with what Allie and I call the Friday cleanup. And I still have an account manager do this now. Every Friday, she goes through every post that has been made that week. And she looks for second and third degree connections that have engaged in my post. And some of you guys, this is going to change your life because you're not doing it right now. These are free connections, okay? Because they engaged in your content and they're not currently connected to you. The only reason they saw your content is because someone they know engaged. And so these are your warmest leads, especially when I say leads, I mean, they're your warmest connections. For those of you who are cold connecting right now and you've got like a really low response rate to your cold connections, know that when you reach out to people who are in your second and third degree network who engaged in your content, the accept to request rate goes through the roof. Because what you're saying is, so just fancy me this, right? So let's say Renee is a third degree connection. And let's say that Becky is a first degree connection. And I made a post on Monday. Becky liked it and she commented on it. And I'm not connected to Renee, but Renee is connected to Becky. And Renee sees that Becky engaged in the post and really liked it. So Renee reads it and she hits the like button. On Friday, I see that a third degree connection, Renee, engaged in my post. So I reach out to Renee. Hey, Renee, thanks so much for supporting my post about fill in the blank, whatever it was. I see that we have a common connection with Becky. I would love to add your energy to my feed. How likely do you think it is that Renee's going to accept that request to connect compared to a cold message, cold connection? It's significantly higher. And so a lot of you guys are missing this right now. And I highly recommend every Friday, you go back through all of your posts for the entire week and look at the engagement in the comments, not just the comments, but the likes. When you click on it, especially when you click on the engagement, LinkedIn, pro tip, list your first degree connections first. So all you do is scroll down to the bottom of the engagement, the likes, the thumbs up, the hearts, and your second and thirds are at the bottom. And you want to message them every week. And if you're strategically creating content that's putting you as the authority, as the thought leader, bringing value in your space, these are the people to add to your network because they went out and engaged in the content that you put out in that subject matter. A, they're active. B, they like what you're putting out. Like, it can't get any better. These are the people you want in your network. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, guys, so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.